In this video, I'll be sharing different types of people and how they deal with problems. Continue watching to find out which one you are. Hi, my name is Onyinye Uba, the host of the Repositioning Podcast. And as you might know, or some of you might already know, I have a podcast on anchor.fm. I'm going to leave the link in the description. It has over 60 episodes there. And if you're interested in personal development, self-improvement, productivity, then you should go check it out. The link is going to be in the description. Let's get right into today's video. In today's video, we are talking about 5 ways people deal with problems. And this video is coined out from a book I read in January, a part of a book I read in January. It's titled, There's a Crack in Your Armor, written by Perry Stone. So this is a section of it, and I've actually seen some of these attitudes play out in people. And I thought to share with you so that for those of us who are unconsciously dealing with problems that way, the wrong way. So I'm going to share with you, and then you decide the category you want to be in. Number one, people who run away from problems. These ones, when they see problems, they run. There's no thinking about it. They run. So even if you want to give an instance, in the Bible days when Christ was arrested, there was a situation like this. When Jesus was arrested, the disciples fled. Nobody wanted to be caught in the crossfire by association of what Jesus was being arrested for. They were running for their lives. They don't want to be involved in death of any kind. But there's something they forgot. They forgot that when you run away from a problem now, it's going to meet you sometime in the future. So running from it is not the best option. So if we bring it down to ourselves, the first instinct, for some of us, the first instinct, the first reaction to a difficult problem is run. You have schoolwork, you're finding it difficult, you begin to have this, I cannot kill myself mentality. And some people even go to the extent of waxing a motivational album of, in this life, you cannot go through life without failure. And they just, you know, want to sound motivational. But until, do you know that this failure, this particular failure you are beginning to give us quotes on, can actually be solved and it can be avoided totally if you just sit down, understand the problem and form a solution. Not all problems should be left like that. For this particular one you are running from, possibly there's a solution. But because you do not want to give your time to thinking, you don't want to give your time to trying to form a solution, you run from it. That is the category of some people. So think about it. Are you among this category of people who run from problems? Number two, people who follow after problems. Now remember I mentioned that this video or the entirety of what I'm sharing with you was coined out from a book. So the writer in that book used the illustration of people or troublesome people who rise up in a church and decide to leave. And when they decide to leave, dedicated members of the church or dedicated believers of the church, you know, follow after them. Not thinking and saying, am I not following the problem and not the solution? That is how it is for some of us. I'll give you a live example of something that happened in a group I'm in. So the organizers of this group, after a paid lecture, they put all of us in a group and, you know, just to give us support after the lecture for any unforeseen circumstances or if we have a difficulty or problem in the future. So they put together, they put everybody who was a part of that lecture in a group. And so a problem arose eventually, but some people, will I say, they ganged up or they rose off and began to haul insults at these organizers and started saying a lot of things, hurtful things, I must say, without, you know, caring how these people might feel. And some others who showed solidarity in time past when the class was holding initially, you know, joined these ones to insult the organizers of the group. And it was not funny. It was like this example I'm giving exactly, people who follow after problems, they don't want to sit down and, okay, this is a problem, let's try to find a solution. But they decided that at that time, hurling insults at the organizer seems to be the best option, which it was not, because eventually the problem was sorted out. So are you this kind of person that is always tending to move to the side of negativity? When a problem arises, you're not thinking what can be done. You're thinking, oh, it has happened. Let's do something about it, or let's do something negative about it. Or you begin to have this negative thoughts about that situation. So think about it. Are you among these people who follow after problems? The next set of people are people who fight over problems. These ones, they are similar to the follow kind of people, but with a touch of violence, physical violence. And this kind of people, because what is a fight? What is fight without a little bit of you dey crazy, you dey mad, your head dear, and all those kind of insults? Like, they always haul insults and ready to go physical on you, ready to fight, ready to shout at the top of their voices. When they have a problem on an altercation with a colleague, it is never quiet. It is always shouting at the top of their voices. It is never to sit down and iron out situations. They are always fighting after problems. Let's be sincere. Ask yourself as you're listening to this, are you that kind of person? Do you fight over problems? Like, there is no time to think about it. You are ready to go. Area. You are ready to fight. Think about if you're this kind of person. So I know you've been listening to this video and you're enjoying it. Please go and click on the subscribe button and subscribe to my channel. Also click on the notification bell so that you'll be notified anytime I drop a video. Let's continue. We still have two more. The fourth kind of people are those who forget their problems. I usually do not recommend this option, because even if you decide to forget now, especially if the cause of your problem is working in the same office as you and you're seeing the person day after day, time after time, it will be difficult to let go of that hurt. And you're not saying anything, you're not telling the person anything, you're just letting it go. It will be difficult to let go of that hurt. So I advise people not to be among the category of forgetting problems, because something will happen in the future and you will release pent-up anger. You release anger to that person and you even bring back something that has been forgotten. So if you know you cannot forget through and through, please be like the kind of people I'm going to mention finally in the last set of people, the last category of people. All right, let's get it. Finally, the fifth one, people who face their problems. This is like the best option, ultimately the best option. So if you are in these other categories, running from your problem, forgetting your problems, at the time of making decision, it seems like the best decision. But when you think about the future or how that this can come to catch up with you in the future, it is better that you face your problem head on and deal with it and get done with it once and for all. So is it in work, at work, you're trying to work with somebody or you have an altercation with a colleague, iron out that problem. Talk about it. Make sure you address it. Or you're finding something difficult, sit down, put on your thinking belt and research. Try to find solutions to that problem and make it work. Even if it doesn't work at that point in time, because you are making efforts, something will pan out. And maybe a plan B will pan out and then you begin to think of something else. So something will work out eventually. So be the kind of person that faces her problem or his problem. That's it for this video, guys. I mean, you're done. People who run from problems, people who follow after problems, people who forget their problems, and people who fight over their problems. Finally, people who face their problems. I'll advise you, face your problem head on. Don't run from it. Find a solution, think about it, research if you need be, talk it out to that person you're having a problem with, and face it head on. That's it for this episode, guys. Thanks for watching. Please click on the subscription button and subscribe, and also click on the notification button, and you'll get notified if a video drops. Please, if you enjoyed this video, also like it so that I can tell the kind of content you like, and it will help me bring forth more videos. All right, bye. Thank you.